I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. And this is a work by composer Robin Estrada called Paghahandok, setting a very short text in the Tagalog language. Here's music director of Volti, Robert Geary.
Paghahandok, which is kind of a dedication to those who are listening, who can listen, and who can be heard. Now, that's the extent of the text, but Robin has used graphic notation, only a limited amount of pitched material, and has used phonemes or the most basic elements of sound in a really creative way.
Volti premiered the piece in 2010, but they brought Estrada back for rehearsals to help make sure they've got it right for their upcoming series of concerts, which begin tonight. The score has 8 separate staves and some traditional notation, but there are also arrows, boxed groupings of syllables, and written instructions about how to perform specific sounds.
If you think about it, the music that was written in Baroque times, Renaissance times, really followed a set of very specific rules so that you could take that music anywhere and people would know how to interpret it.
But that's not necessarily so with more contemporary music. Also on their new program is a world premiere work by John Muehlhausen called Is Knowing, setting texts by Gertrude Stein.
One of our singers recorded our rehearsal last week, went home, put it up on the internet, and I sent the link to John Muehlhausen in Seattle. He listened to it, made some notes, and I have brought the notes to rehearsal today so that we can have his advice. So there's this combination of easy transportation to get composers here and technology to have a quick exchange of ideas. It's fairly common now for people to set up their computer and Skype a rehearsal and have a composer be present on the computer screen with us during a rehearsal. We haven't done that one yet, but we will.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.